fine banjo picking right there, everybody. Wow. Yeah. Not only does he play good banjo, he looks good while doing it, too. It's really amazing. Yeah. I met this guy about the same time as I met Christian, 6 years ago. I was in Baltimore, Maryland, and a friend of mine said, you got to listen to this record that a friend made. It was all Thelonious Monk jazz standards, but arranged for bluegrass banjo, and I couldn't wait to meet the cat who would dream that up and execute such an excellent project. And it turns out, once we met in New York, his background is that he's from Los Angeles, so he'd actually been to Washington State. He looked at me when I said I was from Seattle, and he said, I got a question for you. I went, okay, shoot. He said, have you ever been to the Puyallup Fair? I said, yes, I have. And he said, why do you ask? Well, my dad's bluegrass band played there for years. I grew up going there, and then I learned to play the banjo, and that was history, and we're making history right now with our great friend, Ellery Marshall. Cool. Every Thursday, when we're not on the road, we play a bar gig. We play a bar gig every Thursday at a dive bar in Brooklyn, New York. And I know what you're thinking. There's bluegrass in New York? Well, long story short, there is. There's a hell of a lot of it. Anyway, and we decided that we would try and play a gig every week if we were in town. So when we're in town, when we're not on the road, we play a gig every week at Lucky Dog Bar. And actually, Christian we've been there so much, he does a great job imitating the customers. It's really amazing. Are pets allowed in this park? I don't think so. Anyway, and we wanted to do a song that we never get to do in a bar room because it's always too friggin' loud. We thought we would do a slow, beautiful song for you. Because, well, we've never actually heard ourselves. You guys sound pretty good. So here's a Stanley Brothers song for you.